League Baseball for MLB.com. Game 5 of the World Series went to the Chicago Cubs last night. The fans acted like they had just won the World Series. I'm not stealing your thunder, Monty. Tracy Ringles will be joining us here on the program. What's happening, Tracy? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Not bad. We're doing quite well. Lots of phone calls and text messages, which is always good. And
people are in a good mood, huh?
They better be.
Yeah.
There's not too much to complain about, I don't think.
No.
You know.
I don't know what they could at this point in time. They'll find something, but right
oh,
now
yeah.
they've got to be pretty happy.
Is Wyomania set for the 19th?
Yes, Utah State or the San Diego State game.
Wow.
The game that could decide if we have a football game at 1:30 or a basketball game at 1 o'clock with Northern Iowa, followed by a football game to decide the champion of the Mountain West Conference if the Cowboys can win 3 of the next 4 and include San Diego State among those 3. How about that?
I'm down for it. Why not, right?
Yeah.
December 3rd at War Memorial Stadium for a Mountain West Championship game. Let's sign me up.
And you can whet your appetite with Northern Iowa and Wyoming basketball.
I know.
Which is a pretty good matchup itself.
That'd be huge. That'd be something else. That'd be a huge weekend there in Laramie. That may be the biggest sports weekend ever in Laramie.
Could
sports
be.
Saturday in Laramie.
Yeah.
Ever.
Be close.
Be good.
Might even get Montgomery to go over the hill, huh?
If he can
walk. He is, that's right, he is over the hill.
Yeah, I am over the hill. That's my problem.
Tracy, I want to dive into to the Cowboys and Boise State, but let's take care of some of the things going on with the World Series right now. Are you surprised at all with the way that Cleveland not only is the way they're playing, but how they appear, at least through the first 5 games, to have the better team than the Cubs to take that 3-2 lead?
Yeah, it does, because I always think the starting pitching is what's going to carry a team. But you know, Francona did a good job in the last few weeks of the season to get these guys into the mindset of bullpen games, and he's used that. He's used that approach very well and gone to his bullpen early and often and treated games as if the whole point is we win tonight, we'll worry about tomorrow when we get there. And I think that's pretty much what the Cubs did in Game 5. They realized, they can't just keep waiting for things to happen, so Chapman came in early, an 8-out save for Chapman, which is very unusual, he'd never done it before, so yeah, it's unusual. And I think that was because Madden realized, we're running out of time. We can't let this one get away or we go home.
Have you ever seen a time when a pitcher came up to bat and the entire dugout went and got their gloves so they could defend themselves from foul balls into the dugout?
It happens every now and then with American League pitchers because they don't get to swing very often.
Everybody ran and got their gloves so they wouldn't get hit with the foul balls coming in there.
Yeah, no, you got to protect yourself, particularly at Wrigley, because everything's so close in there. You can get hurt.
What do you make of we talk about ratings somewhat, and, people who follow baseball are going to watch baseball, and people who watch football are going to watch football. But last night's game beat the Sunday night primetime game in the ratings, and that was a Dallas game. I mean, the so-called America's team, and beaten by 32% of the audience. Is that a product of having the Cubs in the World Series, or are people genuinely interested in what's going on with baseball and the declining of the football ratings continue?
Well, I think the one thing is the football ratings have been down all year.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't just like it went down that night. I think the Cubs have something to do with it, but let's face it, they were down 3-1, so the front-running Cub fans, the ones that aren't the diehard Cub fans, they would probably just soon watch the Cowboys because they weren't going to have any faith in their team at that point. I'm sure it has a little bit to do with it, but, it's not like Cleveland. It was the Cubs and the Red Sox or the Cubs and the Yankees. I could see that being more of a factor, but, in this, I think it's been a nice change of pace, and in the NFL, I don't know. It just seems like from reading the papers and reading the internet since this season started, their ratings everywhere are consistently down for whatever reason. Maybe people are just at a point of saying, enough's enough. I mean, I don't buy. There was the one thing that people were going to boycott them because of the protest of the national anthem. I don't think sports fans think that way.
No.
They may want to hate the guy more or whatever, but I don't know. It's, you know, baseball, they never show the national anthem on TV. They always take a commercial break, right?
Right.
So, you know, I don't know that the fans would get that worked up over that and boycott them over that reason. I think if you really love the sport, you wouldn't penalize yourself and take the game away from you because one or two players upset you with their actions. I mean, if they wanted to boycott the NFL over the protest of kneeling during the national anthem, which I don't endorse by any chance, you know, I would think killing people, you know, you wind up having statues built towards you outside of a stadium because you kill somebody, and then you wind up with a TV job. So, come on, let's. If we want to protest things, we got bigger things to protest than if a guy wants to kneel during the anthem.
Well, there were enough people that hated Kaepernick to start with, so that wasn't any big stretch for him.
Tracy Ringlesby joining us here. Tracy, did the Indians? Do you think the Indians wrap it up tomorrow night, or is it going to Game 7 with Kluber going for the third time?
Well, you know, it's not often the teams come back from down 3-1. I know Kansas City did it in 85.
Thank you.
And they had the two games at home, and that's where the Cardinals imploded.
Thank you.
And then the last team to do it on the road were the Pirates in 79. And that was a different world. That was the We Are Family boys. Mm-hmm. And I know I was talking earlier today to Kent Tacoby about it. He said, yeah, after our closer blew Game 5, I go, well, you were the closer. He goes, yeah, I blew Game 5. I came in with a 3-run lead, and we got beat by 4 runs. He said, there were 4 of us sitting in the clubhouse, Stargell, Parker, myself, and Garner, and Stargell finally said, you know, we've embarrassed ourselves for 5 days on national TV. We don't get much TV. Let's go out tomorrow and just play a good game. And, you know, he said that's the attitude they took from that point on, and they never felt like they had anything to lose because nobody expected them to win. And so by the time we got to Game 7, there was so much pressure on Baltimore, they didn't know how to deal with it. And I think that's what Cleveland runs into. If Cleveland doesn't win tomorrow, suddenly the pressure's on them because they were supposed to wrap it up yesterday or tomorrow, not have to wait for a Game 7. And I don't think you want to see that Cubs rotation any more than you have to. I mean, you've gotten away with it so far. You don't want to keep pushing the envelope any farther than you have to.
Always good to catch up. It was good to see you Saturday, Tracy, and I want to thank you again for introducing not only myself, but my, members of my family to Michael Walk in the Walks. That was cool. Good family. They're a good family.
Was Keith tongue-tied when you introduced him?
I was good.
Okay.
He tripped on his shoelaces.
Good people, though, Tracy.
Yeah, no, they're quality people, and they were laughing about all the things that were going on when Christensen originally reneged on the scholarship offer to Michael or to
Lucas.
Lucas, and then eventually gave it back to him when they came up short of players to sign. They wound up giving that scholarship back to him.
Huh.
It was a little bit of a controversy at the time, but I think everybody's been happy. I know his sister was hoping that she was going to get to come up and play basketball, but she wound up at a small school in Arkansas instead. Mm-hmm. So the family truly does they have fun in Laramie. They come up. I mean, that's his dad's been at every game. I got to know his dad a couple years ago. Cardinals knocked off the Dodgers in the playoffs on a Friday night. And so that was good. I was done with the playoffs. I had a 6 a.m. flight to Denver so I could get to Laramie for the game. And Southwest Airlines, I look over, his dad's seating 2 seats over from me. So we started talking all the way to Laramie. So they're good people.
Very good. Tracy, we'll see you Saturday night, all right?
I got a chance I'll be there.
I think there will be.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tracy.
I wouldn't let a backache keep me from seeing.
Oh, shut up.
Always good, Trey. Thanks, man.
All right.
See ya.